From Nakamixon Media and Siren Records, this is Chloe and the Rex, where we explore all the music you don't know about, but should.
Hey, everybody. This is going to be a sad one. I'm sad. For people who have listened to this before or know me in real life, y'all know I am a huge Bay City Rollers fan. Guilty pleasure, although, meh, I'm not guilty. I don't care. I don't care what you people think of me. I actually fucking love Bay City Rollers, and I was very sad to find out that one of the co-founders of the band, Alan Longmuir, died a few days ago, July 2nd. He started a band called the Saxons, actually, with his brother Derek on drums. Alan played bass, and that band became the Bay City Rollers. And it was his thing. He was like an original guy, and he was, he was 70 years old. Apparently was on vacation in Mexico, got sick, and was like doing all right, got flown back to Scotland, where he's from, and then died. So, I was pretty upset when I found out, because, you know, it's just sad when someone in a band that you love dies, and it feels like it's happening all the time now. I didn't want to not mention this also. Steve Soto from The Adolescents also just died very recently. He just didn't have as big of an impact on me, or not, like, the stuff I listened to as much, but I didn't want to not mention it. It's really sad. We just saw them, it was like less than a week before he died. He was at the Brighton with the Adolescents. It's crazy. Sadly, I've never seen the Bay City Rollers. Apparently now, I'm not going to get into it. Let's just focus on this. Okay. I talked about these guys before on here, but for anyone who wants to know more or is interested in, you know, just whatever. There's this really awesome book. It's more about her life. It's by this woman named Carolyn Sullivan. The book is called Bye Bye Baby, and it's basically her obsession with the Bay City Rollers in the 70s. Like, she and her friends were just, like, total fucking insane groupies. And there are some really fun stories in it. I mean, you know, whether or not you agree with that kind of behavior, it's incredible. When I say behavior, it's not like they ever really got to meet the band. They were very, like, well protected, but it's a really good book. It was one of my favorite things to read. It made me really sad that I wasn't alive back then. Yeah, I'm just going to play some Bay City Rollers. You know what? Let's see. I think what I'm going to do, I'll just play a song and then I'll talk a little bit more. How about, because it's summertime, I'll play a song called Summer Love Sensation.
In everyone's eye. Now the waiting, the
Summer love sensation. So let's see. So he was a plumber, and after he left the band, he went back to being a plumber and said he didn't really miss being in a band so much. He enjoyed being a plumber. I give him credit for that. His brother Derek, the drummer, was a carpenter. Just, you know, normal dudes. So in the 60s, they started the band The Saxons, became the Bay City Rollers. I'm not sure what year the switch happened, but by 1971, they were the Bay City Rollers. And they had their first single come out, Keep On Dancing. And then by 1976, Alan was, technically kicked out of the band. The public was told that he decided to leave, but really the manager guy didn't want him in the band because he was too old and too hard to control. So he was like probably, I want to say like he was like late 20s at this point, but everything, like all the magazine articles that said how old they were all lies. They were said to be younger than they were so that the girls would stay interested. So even though they said he was like 23 or whatever it was, he was like 27, 28. I think he was like 30 by the time he left the band, and seemed happy to go, quite honestly, because he couldn't be himself. He did rejoin in 78 and then left again in 83. It's a really sad story, honestly, with this band. They just never, to this day, they've never gotten like the royalties they deserve. They should all be millionaires, and he died with like almost nothing. It's really sad. The rest of them are struggling as well. It's just fucked up and sad. There was a reunion in 2016 with three of the original members. It was Alan, Les McKeown, who's the singer, and Woody play guitar. And now, so Woody is like touring as the Bay City Rollers with like four young guys and him. I just saw it. Like, he's coming to Hershey. He's playing at Hershey Park. Like, what? I can't decide if I want to see that or not. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so, what I'm going to do now, that first single of theirs was Keep On Dancing, so I'm going to play that for you guys now, just to keep it going here. Here you go, Keep On Dancing.
Keep on dancing. Keep on doing the jump. Shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion.
Thank you.
dancing. Keep on dancing and a prancing. Keep on.
All right, keep on dancing. Keep on dancing. My first time, I was like aware of this band. So I have this glam rock DVD. I'm sure I've brought it up on here before, maybe on an old episode sometime. It's actually pretty rad. It's just like videos of glammy stuff. Some of it not so glammy. I'm not really sure how it ended up on there, but these guys were always like some like just bubblegum pop to me. I never really considered them glam, but I guess some people think they are. Anyway, and it was a song Bye Bye Baby, and it was just like a video of them on some TV show, and I was just like, what the fuck is this? Because I'd never seen anything like it. These young dudes in their fucking plaid outfits, like the pants that were like mid-calf, and they're all like the striped socks, and everything was just plaid, like so much fucking plaid. I get it, they're Scottish. It was cute. It was like their thing, roller gear. It was their roller gear. And I loved the song, and I just could not get over what they looked like. And I am sure that if I was a young person in the 70s, I would have been apeshit for them as well. Can't really fault the ladies. Yeah. So, jeez, what else? I'm gonna try and play as many songs as possible. So I think what I'm gonna do is play you Bye Bye Baby, because this is it. This is the song that got me into them. Here you go.
If you hate me after all I say, can't put it off. Just gotta tell her anyway.
Bye Bye Baby. He also had something to do with, there's this, a musical called I Ran With the Gang. That line is from a song that I will probably play next. I Ran With the Gang, the story of Alan Longmuir. And I just found out about it. I didn't know it was a thing. I think it's only over in, probably England, Scotland area. But, oh my god, I would totally go see, I hate musicals. I would go see that. Totally would go see that. Yeah, it was like he was working on this musical thing. He was working on an autobiography. Hopefully that will still come out. I think it was supposed to come out sometime in the fall, so maybe it's done and they just need to finish it up. Because that would be really, probably really sad, but an interesting read at least. Yeah. So, he was still, active and doing things and whatever, and it's fucking sad to read about this. Oh my god, he had a Twitter account. He had a fucking Twitter account. You can find it. It's his name. And then BCR for Bay City Rollers. And, you don't have to even go back that far. He didn't tweet very often, but oh my god, there's a picture of him from Christmas. He says, "Hope you're all having a fantastic Christmas day. Eileen," that's his wife, "got me a donkey for Christmas called Alfie. What's that all about? See what I did there? Anyway, I hope Santa was good to you and brought you something nice. Enjoy the rest of your day. Best regards, Alan." And it's a picture of him with his dog and his cat. It's just so cute and sweet. Oh my god. Right, so We Ran With the Gang is from a song called Shang-a-Lang. And I think it was one of something I read. I read a million things just now, all these articles on him. One of them is written by the woman who wrote the book Bye Bye Baby. It's for The Guardian. If you look that up, you can find it. It's, a little more in depth than some of the other ones. But apparently some of the guys that he worked with called him Shang because they knew he was in this band and they knew the song Shang-a-Lang.
Dancing the night away.
right, so that's Shang-a-Lang. What was I going to say? Yes, yeah, so actually, I didn't... I was driving around for work, and I got a text, and it was from Bobby, and I was, like, at a red light, and I finally looked at it, and it was this thing saying, you know, R.I.P. Alan, and that was how I found out, and I was, like, oh, I felt like someone punched me in my chest. I was really upset, and was listening to something on my phone, I guess, like, plugged in, and I was just like, oh, I really want to listen to the Bay City Rollers, and I was like, oh, yeah, and I checked my CD player in my car, and it actually had my Bay City Rollers CD in it that I had just bought, like, a few weeks ago, and it was like, it was almost like it was preparing me for this moment to be like, it's okay, you can listen to this now, because I have so many of their records, and then, you know, I have some shit on my iPod that, like, I found online a long time ago, but I never actually owned a CD, because, like, where the fuck are you gonna find a Bay City Rollers CD? But I found one at Jack's in Red Bank. Shout out to Jack's. They always have just what I need. So that's all I've been listening to in my car for the past few days. It's just Rollers nonstop. They really are one of my favorite bands, and I'm not just saying that because someone died. If anyone knows me, they know that's not an exaggeration. So that's basically it. I'm sad. So go listen to some Bay City Rollers. If you go to any record store. Oh my god, I can't talk. You can find something for cheap. Probably the it was like a promotional record that they were giving out in United States when they first came over here. It's the first album I ever owned by them, and I absolutely love it. Actually has a handful of the songs. Actually, might be all the songs that I just played on it. It's super easy to find. Actually, Siren has that in stock. I texted Blair earlier to find out what was in stock, and it was a single that I can't remember what single it was, and that album. So, if you liked any of that stuff, you will like it. What was it? Oh, Marianne. Okay, that's the single. So, yeah, go to Siren and buy that. If it's not there, just go to any other record store and find it for like a dollar. Not a big deal. You'll find it. And on that note, I am going to end on my absolute favorite song that is not... That's the other thing I wanted to say. As much as I love them, it's funny too. In the book I was telling you about, the Bye Bye Baby book by Carolyn Sullivan, she is like openly like, they weren't great musicians. Like, they just weren't. She's like, that wasn't like strong songwriting or anything, and most of the songs weren't even written by them. Like, they were other songs that they were doing covers of, or like were written for them to play on their records. So it's not like they were well known for, you know, writing amazing songs. My absolute favorite song that they do is written by Tim Moore, and it's called Rock and Roll Love Letter. His version is great, too. I mean, I'm going to give him props because he wrote it, but the Bay City Rollers version is absolute perfection. Like, just 100% perfection. That's all I can say about it. So I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to be done. So I'm saying goodbye now. I'm going to go be sad. I'm sadder for after talking about it for so long. So, thanks for listening, and I'm sorry for being a downer, but here you go. Here's one of the best songs ever in the history of music.
I'm trying to unwind. Cause I see a nation with a little man's genetic code, but I keep on rock and roll until my Jesus blows. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. Gonna sign it, gonna seal it, gonna mail it away.
Chloe and the Racks is a Nakamixon Media podcast recorded live on location at Siren Records and produced by Stay Calm Industries. All songs are property of their respective owners. The intro-outro music is courtesy of Bobby Kennedy. If you like what you hear, please like, comment, review, and share. That's the best thing you can do for us.